Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here. and much deserved, too. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always excited about having our good friend Ellen Rohr back on the show. Ellen is, folks, buckle your seatbelts. I promise you, you're going to need to pull them tight there. Ellen's in the building, so to speak. She's the author of several books, including Where Did the Money Go? If every small business owner read this book, half of you who would go out of business in the next 5 years would not go out of business. I promise you. She's our good friend Ellen Rohr. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, so excited to be here. Hi, Jim.
Good to have you back.
Well, we've got to talk about dumb systems today. I've had it with dumb systems.
I know you've been. You're like me. We both do a lot of traveling. We run into. It's not so much. It's systems. That's one way to, word to use. But I prefer the word policy.
Policy.
It's our policy.
Good people struggling with bad policy.
That's right.
or procedures, and I think that would be a great topic of discussion for today.
Well, I agree, and because nothing turns off a customer more than when something doesn't suit them, and it's not you being so unique and trying to be special, but no customer would like this, and when you call it to the attention of the person, they say, well, that's our policy.
And not only that, it tortures your team. Your team, when they have to deal with dumb policies, then that's not fair to them either. The customer loses, your team loses, and so
right.
often dumb policy is created from some random blue moon event. And can I share a little story about
yep.
what made me, this is why this is top of my mind. I travel a lot like you do, and I'm in the hotel a lot, and I love hotel living because, like, these elves come and
right.
make you bed and do all these wonderful things for you. I think that's awfully nice. And once upon a time in my career, I was a maid. I totally appreciate
you were an elf.
I was an elf. I totally appreciate the hotel staff. But sometimes I don't need a lot of care, or I'm staying in the hotel to do a webinar, so I'm going to put the Do Not Disturb
yeah.
sign on the
mm-hmm.
door. Right? So the other day, I did this, but the Do Not Disturb sign on the door, went and took a shower, and then there's this, like,
right.
you know, incessant knocking on the door. So I got out of the shower, put on one of the hotel robes, answered the door, and I'm like, yeah? And the maid says, do you want me to clean up your room? And
oh,
I
no.
said, well, no, because that's why I put this sign right there. And she said, I get that. However, our policy is that I need to sign this form. Okay, now, do you think
unbelievable.
That was her? Well, do you think that was her great idea?
No.
Do you think that was the housekeeper's great idea? She's looking at me like, can you believe how stupid this is? And I'm looking at her right back.
Unbelievable. You know, I do the same thing. But see, I do this every time. I don't want people coming in my room while I'm gone. I want to walk in my room and know that nobody's been in there.
Because
when I travel, I do my show on the road as often as possible.
Okay.
And so I got equipment with me. I've got some expensive stuff with me, and so I don't want people in my room. And when my wife first started traveling with me, she didn't like it because she liked having her bed made every day, right?
Right.
And a little mint on her pillow. And so I don't care about that. I want nobody. So I put the Do Not Disturb out there, and I don't expect. But what happens is occasionally in the afternoon, I'll get a phone call, and they'll say, we just want to make sure that, you know, you didn't want. But they didn't knock on the door. They would call me. Or they'd slide a little note under the door, which I think the note under the door is appropriate.
But all of it shares this. Sentiment is that they don't trust that the person cleaning the room
right.
is telling them the straight
that's
truth.
That's right.
And so that to me reeks of a cultural issue.
Mm-hmm.
So Why would your team lie to you about that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Why is it not safe to tell the truth? How come you don't have the kind of relationship that people would tell you the truth about whether or not somebody wanted their room cleaned?
Right. Well, and plus the fact that all they got to do is go by and see that your employee doesn't walk around with do not disturb signs in their pocket, right? So if there's one on the door, the guest put it there.
Well, and if you did actually walk around with your employee, you know, one of the ways that you keep from creating dumb systems is to get out of your office and to ride along or
MBWA.
Go side by side.
MBWA, yeah. Management by walking around.
Yeah, management by walking around. In fact, I heard that Abraham Lincoln made this famous. Did you hear this story?
No. We mean, he'd go to the field in the war.
He would go to the field in the war because imagine his job. He is losing. Oh, do we have to break?
Yeah, we have to go to a quick break.
I'll tell the story at the end.
After
the
these
break.
Messages. Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen, don't unbuckle those seatbelts.
Uh-oh.
Ellen hasn't left yet. Stay with us.
Big old sky and wheels on fire, and I tell you why. I got a high ride.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.